The wheat curl mite is a small but mighty adversary for Kansas wheat producers as the vector for wheat streak mosaic virus, triticum mosaic virus, and high plains mosaic virus. Fueled by a combination of the right weather conditions and ample volunteer wheat and other safe harbors, producers across the state appear to be losing the battle against these tiny critters and the diseases they carry in what would be the worst wheat streak mosaic virus outbreak since 2017. "We have some fields that are close to total losses," said Kelsey Anderson Onofre, K-State assistant professor of plant pathology who has been across the state scouting fields. "It's hard to walk in a wheat field in Kansas right now and not find at least low-level trace symptoms of wheat streak mosaic virus, and that's pretty unusual." Anderson Onofre explained that symptoms of wheat streak mosaic virus, symptomatic leaves with dark green coloring and light yellow discolorations, or stunned plants with distinct yellow discoloration, are showing up more clearly over the last few weeks as temperatures warm up. But the cause happened last summer and fall. A suspected high population of mites last summer found a place to hide for the summer, fall, and winter, most commonly in volunteer wheat or volunteer wheat hidden in a field of cover crops or double crop areas. Mites survived the winter in these green bridges, and mild weather meant populations stayed fairly high. And there are now concerning levels of the diseases they carry across the state. "If we have an extended warm fall like we did in 2024, it's a perfect storm for mite populations to stay at high levels and increase later in the season," Anderson Onofre said. "The more populations increase, the higher the chance they will be blown by wind into neighboring fields. That is certainly the case in Saline County, where more diverse cropping systems are making an emerging issue where it hasn't traditionally been found. This is by far the worst year I've seen for impact of wheat streak mosaic virus in our area," said gypsum farmer Justin Knopf. "Many fields have been affected with a high level of presence of the virus. Some fields where they're right next to a field where the source was have a significant impact. Infected fields at this point in the plant's growth stage near flowering will often not head out well or will have low grain fill, meaning producers with infected fields should expect yield loss, especially in fields where the flag leaf has already turned yellow. Unless we have a significant weather event such as hail or excessive heat during grain fill, wheat streak mosaic virus is likely to be the number one cause of yield loss in this area. Adding insult to injury, there is no effective treatment for wheat streak mosaic virus once the infection has occurred. Producers must balance estimated yield loss requirements for crop insurance and the economics behind terminating the most severely infected fields in favor of planting a summer crop. Producers will have the chance to speak with K-State Extension experts, local field staff, and agronomists during the upcoming winter wheat variety plot tours that start May 13th. The plot tours will provide a chance to see how different available and upcoming wheat varieties are reacting to the disease pressure this season. Find the full list of plot tour dates and locations in the May 1st, 2025 Agronomy e-update. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.